Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. In Leviticus chapter 26, verses 3 and 4, it says, "If you walk in my statutes and observe my commandments and do them, then I will give you your rains in their season, and land shall yield its increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit." Cause and effect clauses are sprinkled throughout the scriptures. If you do this, then this will happen. Cause and effect is a normal part of life, both in the Bible and in practical living areas of life. If you overeat and exercise too little, you will gain weight. Or if you don't maintain a budget, you will not be able to meet your financial obligations. We want to eat and be lazy and not gain weight. We want to spend money as we feel and don't want to plan, and we still hope it all works out. If I love God today and walk with Him, I will enjoy the benefits of doing so. I will have significance and security and be in His shadow or His protection. If not, I will not be in such a place. You know, as an old teacher, I taught my students the idea of cause and effect regularly. As an older man, I've written a book entitled Ideas Have Consequences, and indeed they do. We must realize that even though God is sovereign, we have choices that matter, and those choices have consequences. We need to live this day with that in mind. Too many times we're lazy about something, then we come to God and ask Him to solve our problem. If I'm going to beat my head on a rock, I'm going to get a headache. And if I continue to beat my head on a rock and cry out to God to stop the pain, I think He would look down from heaven and say, "Quit beating your head on a rock, because I gave you a pain sensation on purpose so that you wouldn't do that. It isn't right for you to continue to do something and then ask God to make sure the circumstances or the effect of that action doesn't really affect you, because it will. God made it so that we have real choice, and that our choices matter. There is a cause and effect in life. Those who want to ignore God can do so. But it's going to be a terrible life and an unimaginable terrible forever. We can over-spiritualize things and say that none of us really have choice because God is sovereign and He's in control of all things. And that is true. But He's given you and I choice, and our choice actually does matter. And in the end, He will be victorious in all He does, because He is sovereign. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Thanks for listening.